Thank you, Ethan. Appreciate it. 8:30 on the nose, and it's just a pleasure to have my friend Lisa Cron from the Seven County Senior Federation in with me this morning, looking very spring-like. Check our Facebook page, okay, for Nice 95.5. I will have a picture of Lisa to remind you that this interview will be up and available if you can't hear the whole thing. Mm-hmm. And how are you doing this fine day, my dear?
Really well. Can you believe it's June?
I cannot believe it's June. I'm glad it's June. Not that I want to hurry through things, but you really feel like, even though on the calendar the first day of summer is the 21st, boy, this weather we've had, it feels like summer.
It's brought it on already, yes.
Yes, very quickly, especially with the higher dew points and humidity. Well, we have a lot to talk about, Lisa. How about starting with kind of a recap? I know we didn't get to chat in May like we would have liked to, but you had a kind of a convention
we
for the group.
We had a big day in May, May 11th. We had our 48th annual Seven County Senior Federation Convention.
Wow,
so we're a membership organization. The members got together, and some work was done remotely. So we mailed ballots out for electing our officers. And but the gathering was really pleasant. It was at the fire pit on Ann Lake. Beautiful day.
Beautiful place, too.
And we had some really great speakers. We had Patty Lind, who is a clinical pharmacist here at Wellia Health. We gave away some awards. And we also had Marty, the fraud guy, who is from the Minnesota Department of Commerce. And he was just a brilliant speaker on it, kind of wrapping your head around why are all of our older adults and everyone being
targeted.
Yeah, and how insidious that is and where the money's going. That's like going to fund, you know, nuclear programs in North Korea. You know,
this
is serious. Mm-hmm. And how to defuse that and what the resources and defenses we have are. So,
and good reminders with all that. I know Todd and I do what we can too, just to mention the recent scams, things that we hear from Brian Smith here, our Kanaba County Sheriff, that are happening in our backyard. And awareness is the key, I think.
Vocal reporting is important so that the word gets out.
You bet.
Once one person hears how they were scammed, suddenly you realize, oh, I would have fell for that. Uh-oh,
right.
I better not do that.
Right. And once you know, okay, when you get that text message, don't, you know what I mean? Just the impulse to do things, you want to stop and don't do anything for a minute. Think it through, and that helps a lot, I think.
Yeah, you can phone a friend.
Absolutely.
The isolation, the fear, the emotion, and the working outside of the banking system, asking for gift cards, those should all be triggers.
Big ones.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Good reminders there. Talk about, because I heard you had kind of a fun time doing the defensive driving class recently.
Thankfully, I didn't have to teach it. But we do we offer the four-hour refresher, because here in Minnesota, it's law that everyone who takes the eight-hour defensive driving course at age 55, which I took this spring because I turned 55. So now I'm saving 10% on my car insurance. Yippee.
And that's a good deal.
And every 3 years, you can take the refresher to keep up that discount. And we offer that course through the Minnesota Safety Council right in Mora at Eastwood Life Enrichment Center, which is a wonderful facility. And the person who organizes it was out, so I did the class, and it turned out it had to be a Zoom class, and it was fabulous. And so it was kind of fun setting up, and we have a really great camera that we used at convention.
Sure.
So not only could the people who are in the room at Eastwood see the instructor who was up on the Iron Range, a retired state trooper who was in his basement.
Well, that worked.
And he's a great talker, wonderful guy, very engaging.
Okay.
And kept everyone in stitches for the whole 4 hours. But using, this was the first time I think everyone in that room had used Zoom technology. And it's like,
cool.
For us who work in the business, it's old hat. We've been doing this all through COVID. But it was kind of fun to see older adults go, wow, oh, I can see, oh, and they can see me. And
it is it's a weird concept when you think about it. If you go back just how many years, the availability wasn't there. So it's very cool.
So we do have courses coming up. We don't know until the last minute if it's going to be a live person or a Zoom, but we can handle it either way. And we're always doing it on the third Thursday. So we have space available in June 15th course. If you're due up and want to get that out of the way before your summer revs up, we hold them all from noon to four. Call our office to get on the list, 679-4700. And the next one will be July 20th, always the third Thursday from 12 to to 4.
So even you could look ahead on your calendar and say, oh boy, the summers are busy, but and figure it out and then give a call and get registered. That sounds good. Well, donation wise, how has it been at our lovely One More Time stores?
Beautiful. The assistant manager I just spoke with at the One More Time, Joel, just said, thank them for all the wonderful things that are coming in our door. So the system, you may have noticed, is we have a sign that gets plastered on either of our doors when this donation hall is full. And then that gives the volunteers the time to get all that stuff processed and moved out of there safely before we put the sign, take it down, that
right.
We're ready
and
to
then
take
start
more.
All over again.
So yeah. There's been some observations that while the sign is up, there's all these people who would be emptying their cars, but they're shopping instead. And then the minute the sign comes down, they're running out to their cars
That's
and bringing
smart,
stuff
though.
In. Yeah, so it's kind of a really nice process. And the fact that the quality things that are coming in just makes it that much more fun to shop.
It is.
We thank everyone.
It's a treasure hunt, right? It really is.
Indeed.
And again, the One More Time stores, if you're a new listener, there is one in Mora. It's right, in fact, it's a block here from Schoberg and Holmstrom. And that's on Park Street.
The corner of Forest and Park.
Right. Yep. And then the other one is in Isle. You can't miss that one. That's on the main drag there as well, correct?
Exactly. The main drag. Facing the lake, 427 West Main, just past Teals Market. So that location, we're putting a lot of attention into in the future. So look for exciting changes happening there. But it's all in the planning stage, which is why I stopped at One More Time and I brought this big roll of paper. It was like, I could use that on my easel because we're consistently doing big planning issues among the board.
Okay.
And it's like, I need more big paper for more big ideas.
Big paper, big ideas. I like it. And today is, we've talked a little bit about it this morning, but it is National Donut Day. Talk a little bit kind of how it all started and really the meaning behind it, besides the great donuts, of
course. Why we would even mention it. Today is June 2nd, and it is National Donut Day. So, you know, if you're thinking about donuts, today's your day. Or just imagine giving yourself a donut if you're on a diet. So, but the Salvation Army, of which I am one of the local members of the local Salvation Army unit, this dates back to World War I when donut lassies were actually, you know, helping support the troops by using the available materials to create donuts to give them away to the troops. So
it's a neat thing. It's neat to know the history of that, because I do think, you know, sometimes we have these national days that come up and it's like, oh, it's National Crawdad Day. Go and eat crawdads. And, you know, it's just kind of for the industry. But in this case, there really is that historical background on this particular get-together.
And it's a great reminder that there is a local chapter, the local service unit of the Salvation Army, which is currently recruiting for kiddos who want to go to camp. Summer camp is free, and it's right up the street in Finlayson at the beautiful Northwoods Camp. If you want some more information about that, I would call, I would call Lakes and Pines Community Services, 679-1800, extension 4, and they can get you clued into where you can get an application.
Great idea.
Salvation Army Camp is funded by all the donations that you put in the can, but also the larger network, and it's a beautiful camp, and it's offered free of charge.
Yeah, it's gorgeous up there. Finlayson's such a pretty area anyway. What a great opportunity for the kids.
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
Mm-hmm.
I do. Mm-hmm. And is there anything else we would like to touch on this morning, my dear?
I would just say the if you're turning 65 or you're getting some issues with coverage that's changing, there's a lot of changes going on mid-year as this whole COVID pandemic thing unwinds. We're a resource you can call. 679-4700. We'll do our best to route you in the right direction and help untangle all the paperwork you've been receiving.
I like it for sure. And again, Lisa Cron from the Seven County Senior Federation. It's a delight as always, girl, and we'll catch up. What we're going to do, and I will highlight this, Lisa's kind enough to amend her schedule a bit for me. She will be back on June 30th with me instead of that first Friday in July. I will be on vacation at that time. So thank you for making that change for me, and we'll look forward to seeing you then.
No trouble. I don't want to miss you.
I'll appreciate it. All right, and we'll take a quick break, get you some more tunage. Don't go away.